Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're making a dark side intro feel alive, unstable, and DJ useful using groove pool tricks in Ableton Live 12. This is for that jungle and old school D&B space where the intro should feel a little haunted, a little broken, but still locked enough that the drop lands with real force. The big idea here is simple. We are not trying to randomize the beat. We're shaping tension. We want control drag, a bit of swing, and tiny timing pressure that makes the loop feel like it is leaning toward the drop on purpose. That's the sweet spot. Dark, grimy, and still precise. So before you touch groove pool, build a minimal canvas. Keep it short, like 8 or 16 bars. Use one chopped break, maybe a snare or clap anchor if you need it, a low drone or a reese texture, and one atmosphere or tension hit. Don't overpack it. Groove only reveals its personality when the arrangement is thin enough to hear it. Put the break on one track, the supporting hats or percussion on another, and your bass or drone on its own track. If the loop is already too busy, trim it down first. If you've got warp on, keep it stable, but don't start doing loads of micro-editing yet. The first goal is just to hear the pocket clearly. And here's why this works in D&B. The intro is often carrying the whole feeling of the tune before the drop arrives. The rhythm needs to suggest movement, but not collapse the mix. The snare has to stay trustworthy, the sub has to stay controlled, and the atmosphere has to support the mood without smearing the center. Groove pool is perfect for that when it's used with restraint. Now open groove pool and choose the kind of feel you want. You've usually got two useful directions here. One is a classic jungle style swing, where the break has a little more bounce and the offbeats breathe like chopped break culture. The other is a heavier, more dragged pocket, where the groove feels like it's leaning behind the beat and dragging its feet into the drop. Both work. The choice depends on the emotional shape of the intro. If you want that more recognizable jungle energy, use the stronger swing character. If you want something colder and more oppressive, go for the drag. A good starting point is to apply the groove to the break track first, then set timing amount somewhere, around 20 to 60% depending on how strong the groove is. Keep velocity lower at first, maybe 10 to 30%, so you don't flatten the drum hierarchy too early. What to listen for here is not just whether it sounds groovy. Listen to whether the snare still feels like an anchor. The snare should still hit like a statement. The ghost notes and hats are the things that should bend and breathe. If the backbeat starts feeling vague, you've gone too far. If you want a more authentic pocket, you can extract feel from your own break rather than relying on a generic groove. That's really useful with Amen-style edits, chopped old-school breaks, and any source that already has personality. Keep the slices fairly simple at first. 1/16 and 1/8 chunks are enough. Don't use warp markers as a creative crutch. If a hit is slightly late in a musical way, maybe preserve it. That little imperfection is part of the charm. A strong starting range here is around 30 to 50% timing on the break slices, and maybe 15 to 35% velocity if the source break has useful ghost note contrast. Again, the snare should stay authoritative while the little chatter around it creates motion. Now split your intro into two categories in your head, anchor and motion. The anchor layer is your snare, main kick, or anything that defines the downbeat. The motion layer is your hats, ghost hits, rim taps, reverse textures, and little transitional bits. Don't treat them the same way. Apply stronger groove to the motion layer and milder groove to the anchor layer. That's the difference between a controlled dark intro and a messy one. A really practical move is to leave the anchor around 10 to 20% timing and let the motion layer sit more like 35 to 60% if the groove supports it. That gives you movement without losing the frame. For the break track, a simple stock chain can help. Drum bus for a bit of drive and transient shaping. EQ8 to clear low mud around 150 to 300 Hz if the break is fighting the bass, and maybe very light glue compressor if the edit needs to feel glued together. But keep the attack a bit slower so the snare still punches through. For the atmosphere or drone, you can use auto filter to open things gradually, saturator with just a little drive so it reads on smaller systems, and utility to narrow the low end or collapse the layer to mono below the sub-region if needed. Keep the low band tight. Wide low end is a fast way to lose definition. Now comes one of the most important parts. Let the break breathe around the snare. If the break has a strong 2 and 4, keep those snare hits close to the grid. Push the surrounding hats and ghost hits more aggressively. That creates a pocket where the rhythm feels alive, but the backbeat still reads clearly. If you need more control, duplicate the break. Use one version as the steady backbeat, and another for chopped embellishments. Then the groove can get more expressive on the second layer without compromising the core. What to listen for is this: Does the snare still sound like a reference point? And do the ghost notes create tension before and after the snare instead of crowding the same transient zone? That's the test. If it starts sounding too jazzy or too loose for Darkside, back the timing amount down and check it again. Now let's make the intro darker by pairing groove with filtering and decay control. Start with the atmosphere fairly closed off. For the first 8 bars, keep the low pass filter tucked down, then gradually open it over the phrase. That makes the groove feel like it's emerging from fog rather than just being pasted on top of the mix. A nice move is to automate your auto filter from something like 150 to 300 Hz up toward 2 to 5 kHz depending on how murky you want the reveal. On the break, you can also shorten some tails a little or tighten the decay so the groove feels more percussive. If the break is washing over the snare too much, you lose definition. A little drum bus or gate style shaping can help, but don't overcook it. You want menace, not hard-edged sterilization. This is one of those classic old-school DNB ideas. Keep the intro low and moody, but let the timing movement become clearer over time. The groove is not just sitting there. It is surfacing. A good phrasing approach is to think in stages. Start with filtered break ghosts and a distant drone. Then bring in the full break pocket. Then add a tension stab or reversed fill. Then strip a layer back right before the drop. That last subtraction is often what makes the drop hit harder. Before you commit to anything, always check the groove in context with the bass. This is where a lot of people get caught out. In dark DNB, the bass often wants to be straighter than the intro break. If your intro groove is too elastic, it can blur the transition into the drop. If the intro is too rigid, the drop can feel abrupt and dead. You want contrast, but you still want the phrase to feel like the same record. What to listen for here is whether the bass entry feels natural, whether the kick and snare leave enough space for the sub to appear cleanly, and whether the intro still feels centered in mono. If it falls apart in mono, narrow the wide layers, high-pass the stereo elements, and keep low frequencies under control. That matters a lot when this is going to be mixed by a DJ in a real club system. At this point, choose your direction and commit to it. You can go swingy menace, where the hats and ghosts breathe more and the break has more obvious movement. That's great if you want a jungle-leaning intro that feels haunted and alive. Or you can go dead-eyed pressure, where the main break stays tighter and the groove only lies in small transitional details. That's great if you want a colder, more controlled opener that feels like it's stalking the drop. Both are valid. The key is not to mix the two without intention. If you're unsure, go with the version that leaves more room for the drop to feel huge. That usually wins. And once the groove feels right, print it to audio. That is a real workflow upgrade. Commit the main break edit once the feel is working. Then you can chop fills, reverse tails, mute a ghost note, or tighten a transient if needed. Printing protects the feel and lets you build the intro more like a real record. Save a few versions too. A straighter one, a dragged one, a printed one. Indeed NB, less flashy pass often wins because it leaves more headroom for impact later. Now do the final polish so it survives club playback and DJ mixing. Cut unnecessary low rumble from non-bass layers. Keep wide reverbs and delays high-passed so they don't smear the groove. Use saturator lightly if the intro disappears on smaller speakers. And if something feels too wide, narrow it with utility so the rhythm stays punchy and centered. What you should end up with is not just a loop, but a dark, confident invitation into the track. The listener should feel tension without hearing the mechanics. Quick recap. Use groove pool to shape tension and personality, not to randomize the beat. Keep the snare and low end more stable than the hats and ghost notes. Apply groove to motion layers first, then treat the anchor hits with restraint. Pair timing movement with filtering, automation, and phrasing so the intro develops over 8 or 16 bars. Check it in context with the bass, and check it in mono before you commit. Then print it and edit like a real record. Now take the 8-bar practice loop or the 16-bar homework challenge and build it. One break, one atmosphere, one low-end layer. Apply groove to no more than 2 clips. Keep the sub mostly straight. Make one clear automation move. And make sure the final bar hints at the drop with a fill, a reverse, or a mute. If the snare stays easy to follow, the groove feels intentional, and the intro actually leads somewhere, you've got it. That's the Darkside pocket. That's the vibe. Go make it move.